Hello, listener, and welcome to episode 6 of the Becoming a Speaker in Anana podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to build off the idea of building a growth mindset into confidence exercises that will help you with the end goal. Now, let's get into it. Last time, we discussed building a growth mindset. Now, today, I wanted to discussing that might help you guys in doing this. Now, this will mostly revolve around building confidence and specifically free exercises that will help you do it. Now, I want to get right into this because I want to make sure I have a good amount of time to explain this, even if the episode ends up being a bit short. Now, when it comes to building confidence, the main things we're going to be focusing on is having a big picture view, which is more of an idea, but there are exercises to help you with this. Then beyond this, you will be focusing on changing your body language, your tone, and maybe even smiling more to help boost your confidence. Now, the first one, having a big picture view, walks with something we've alluded to a lot. You remember our talks of not treating failure like it's a big deal? Well, in the exercise point of view, we're going to bring this as counting your blessings. Now, I'm not telling you to become some tragic optimist. I mean, even personally, the most I am is a realistic optimist. But you have to realize, failure, like I've said many times in this podcast, isn't something that's going to ruin you. And, quite frankly, there's no reason to succumb to any bad situation. Sure, we can be realistic. The fact that whatever it is didn't work right or you didn't have the opportunity to launch like you wanted to might hurt, might delay your success. Let's be honest. There's still something good in it, and you have to teach yourself to always find this. Sure, let's say you're trying to make an online business and you completely flopped and had terrible conversions on your first go. You still had that opportunity to actually launch a business. You've already had a spot where you've taken a first step most people haven't. That's amazing. Sure, you might want to think about the failure and how bad that part is, but you have a business to start off of. That's a great thing. And, I mean, even if your parents aren't happy about what you're doing, you still have something you can look forward to, something good. I know for those of you, especially the pessimists, you're going to have fall back on the old pounds of finding all the bad things, but you're going to have to learn how to remove this negativity from your mind. I'm not expecting you to change this overnight. Even I still have periods where I let the negativity hit me, but just learn to find the positives in just about anything. Give you a personal example. Recently, I have fallen very behind on a project, thinking I was good where I wasn't. And you know what? I could count that as a failure, think negatively about how much that's going to harm me and how far behind I might be. But I didn't do that. The first day I realized this, I woke up, and quite frankly, I looked at it as a new challenge. I'm doing everything in a more realistic time frame. Sure, as a beginner, that might not be very good, but here's an opportunity to grow. Now I have to make sure everything I have is ready in a shorter time, but it's not in a way that I won't have enough time. It's just maybe slightly more stretch, so that's not a failure. It's an opportunity to grow faster. Now, some of you might be thinking, yeah, that's failure, but you gotta learn how to think. Yeah, it sucks I screwed myself over a bit, but at the end of the day, there's still something good from it. Because if I continued learning just to do it at this super slow pace, that wouldn't get me very far. But you have to learn how to do this in your own situations. I can't just list examples for you. Hopefully the two I gave are enough where you can learn to do it yourself. Now, the next one is more of an overreaching goal, but still a bit of an exercise. And that is in achieving a work-life balance. Now, that might seem a bit odd in building confidence. The last one seems kind of simple. Thinking positively will make you more confident, but how does a work-life balance help with this? Well, quite frankly, if you have to sacrifice everything for work, chances are your confidence in how your life's going is going to drop significantly. And even if it's not in your work, it's just in a hobby. If you have to sacrifice your own health, your own me time, especially your relationship with family and friends, yeah, it can be really painful. Now, sometimes your friends may need to stop talking to you, but that's not because you had to sacrifice good relationships. That's because it wasn't a good relationship for you. But that's not what I'm focusing on here. You have to find time for this. You need time to spend with your family or whatever loved ones you have. You need some new time. After all, you can't sacrifice your hope for whatever your goal is. But don't fall in the trap of this. It's very easy to do this and say, oh, I don't have enough time. I'm too busy relaxing for my health and spending time with family. Chances are, you're not. I'm going to be blunt with you. You need those things, but don't lie to yourself and say you don't have time to sacrifice in that. Most of us will extend our me time, follow past what's needed to avoid too much stress, until it's just pure laziness. You don't need that thought out of watching TV, or that book that you're not learning anything from and just forcing yourself to finish. There's time for those things. And sometimes reading is necessary for your walk, but if it's for you time, just make sure you don't overkill it. And your family, never neglect them. But you have to learn sometimes you need to do what you need to do. They'll respect that. They'll respect that, and when you get results, they'll probably be just as much happier as you are. And this also helps with your confidence, not only because it keeps your life balanced, as the whole title of this exercise suggests it would, but it'll keep you happy and avoid sulking. Which, if you sulk, there's a multi chance for you to fail. I mean, sulking will just lead back to the negative mindsets. So this work-life balance might very well be what lets you get past the negativity. And I know it might be difficult to continue relationships while doing this, but you need to just keep your self-belief and confidence, no matter how bad relationships might get in this time. Make sure you keep them up. I know it's hard to switch off from work and stress, but you can do it. You can keep your work going while your life is succeeding as well. And this will become very necessary for you. But look at your schedule. I'm sure you'll find some time to do it. Now, the last thing I want to talk about, or last exercise, is change your body language. Now, a fun thing you can do is be better about maintaining eye contact. Now, I don't mean to the point where you make eye contact all the time and creep people out. That's excessive. Let's not go around creeping people out for your confidence. But when you're talking to people, especially when you're trying to convince them of something, look them in the eyes. It might be intimidating. But if you can get yourself to do this and not go overkill with it, make how sure you're on what you're saying, be even more apparent to who you're talking to, and it'll help you avoid shying away from saying what you want or need to say. So make that eye contact, but don't be creepy about it. And when you're talking to people, especially when you're meeting someone new, watch the closed body language. I know a lot of people like to keep their hands in their pockets or cross their arms. Don't. You don't need to go and shake the hand of everyone you meet if you're not that much of a contact person. I know I personally like people that do that, that shake their hands when they meet me, even if it's not for business. That might not be who you are. And you know what? That's fine. Go with it. Just don't close your body language. And in not closing your body language, also try to avoid giving you a quizzical, confused looks when you first meet them. That doesn't make the great first impression. Now, another good thing is power poses. Now, this is a hard thing to do when around people. There's some that you can pull off, like if you lean forward with your hands on the table, or spread your arms out when it makes sense. Don't walk around like you're T-posing, but if you just from time to time as you're talking, use your arms extensively, emphasize your words, that will be a bit of a power pose. And if you don't like going too crazy with power poses when you're talking to people, then don't. Before you go wherever you need to go, whenever you have time, take time to do them. The best way to do them is simply take up as much space of your body as you can. This can be spreading your arms open wide above your head when you're standing straight up, or leaning back with your arms behind your head with your legs stressed and iced out. There's so many different power poses you can do when you're not worried about who's seeing you in. Quite frankly, there have been TED Talks about how doing it for 2 minutes before you go in somewhere, whether it's an interview, your next period of walking, even if it's by yourself, can really help you. And I encourage you to look up more power poses, because on a podcast, I can't exactly show you them, and I don't think it's worth explaining them to you. And if you're listening to this show on a phone or computer, you can look them up. And I greatly encourage you to do so. Now, please keep these three exercises in mind. You gotta walk on looking on the brighter side. You gotta make sure you keep your walk-life balance good. And you gotta walk in your body language. Doing all of these should really help your confidence. If you can help your confidence, eventually that will translate into helping your growth mindset. Now, that's all I wanted to cover today. So I'll thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great day.